and welcome to Trust the Withers podcast. This is podcast number 113.
No.
What? I can't have gone wrong yet.
No. By TV Face.
Sinking feeling, he's nearly gone.
Yes.
Oh, yes, indeed. That was No, by TV Face from the EP Requeen the Hive, which is the third of three EPs that they bought out last year. You can find out more about them at tvface.bandcamp.com. I don't know if you can see these, Kicker, but they're actually CD singles with lovely artwork, and every song's got its own little sort of postcard thing with the lyrics on the back and an individual picture. So the one for No is a, can you see that, is a kind of bunch of bananas with a clock tied around it, made into some kind of explosive bananas, ballistic bananas or something like that. TV Face themselves, they are Steve McQuaid on vocals and guitar, Bridget McQuaid on bass and vocals, and Neil Parker on drums, and they are from Lancashire.
Excellent. No, really good. That's a lively start. So now that we're really up and going and full of vim, I'm going to bring the mood right down, and I'm going to play you what I think is the standout track from a compilation that was put out and right at the end of the year, but across the beginning of the year, perhaps. I'm not quite sure exactly when I got my copy. I think probably in January. It's on the Almost Halloween Time Records label. Out of Bari in Italy, and they've put out this four tape compilation entitled Portraits from the Quarantine, and it's a range of bands, some quite well known artists, well known to the likes of you and me perhaps, some very, very much unknown, including Sheffield Shitecore band Tom Violence appear on this.
Oh, yeah, of course.
on this compilation. But you'll be glad to know I'm not going to play them. What I am going to play, though, is an Australian band who I hadn't heard before. So this is my introduction to them, but who I have become very keen on. I think they've been going since the mid-'80s. They're called the Canaanes. And I'll tell you a little bit more about this song after we've heard it. But this is the Canaanes, and the song is called Moonhams.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Moonhands from the band The Canaanes, from the compilation Portraits from the Quarantine on Almost Halloween Time Records, which you can find on almosthalloweentimerecords.bandcamp.com. And I suggest you do. Pardon?
Cuckoo.
Well, quite.
I like that bird noise. I'm saying kind of cuckoo, but it's not cuckoo, is it?
I wonder if it's a kookaburra.
Where are they from? New Zealand or something, did you say?
Australia.
Australia? Well, they don't have kookaburras in Australia, do they? I think they're only in New Zealand, aren't they? I don't know.
Well,
doesn't a kookaburra get its name from the fact that it has its call sounds a little bit like it's saying kookaburra? Which that doesn't.
Well, I bow down to your Antipodean bird knowledge.
Yeah, it may not. I don't know. I reckon whatever that one is... I reckon they live in England, because I think I've heard that one.
Are you thinking of the wood pigeon?
Well, it's not quite a wood pigeon, is it?
Mm.
We have a lot of wood pigeons that live around here, and they make a lot of noise. And I think I might have talked about this on the podcast before. But they.
I may have faded out.
Quite often wake me up in the morning, wood pigeons.
All right.
But they don't sound quite like that. It wasn't a wood pigeon. Anyway, well, listener, if you know what bird that was, then please write in.
Please do. I mean, I think it's a beautiful track. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit about this, because it's a compilation that was put together during the lockdown. Mm-hmm. And so back in March last year, when it kind of all started being locked down, Luigi, who runs the label, put out a message on social media saying, can anyone send them songs? And rather cheekily, I actually sent him a song of a band that I was involved in the late 80s, thinking he would laugh in my face, but he didn't. He actually put it on the compilation, so that was very kind of him. But he's written a few notes about all the bands who are on this. It's quite long. It's four full tapes. So I think there's 70-odd bands on it. But he says this about the Canaanes. I should say the Canaanes, are mostly Francis Gibson, Andrew Coffey and Francesca Bussi, and very probably others whose names I've missed off, and I do apologise for that. But he says, this is Luigi, he says, every time I invite Francis and the Canaanes to contribute a song for a compilation, there's something great going on. And I think that's absolutely true with this one. He says, this song was one of the last to arrive at the end of August. And he says he listened to it watching the sunset, and it was very poignant. And a very poignant setting was made even sadder by the sounds of the Canaanes, and he cried. And I think it is a beautiful sound. And I think the actual what you picked up on, which is the bird song and the guitar together, I think is absolutely fantastic. So yeah, I highly recommend this compilation, and not just because I'm on it.
Yeah, no, it was a really good song. I really enjoyed listening to it. Got a bit lost listening to it. Anyway, my dog has been out in the garage. The dog would like to catch a wood pigeon. She's always trying to catch a wood pigeon, unsuccessfully thus far. But what she has done is sniffed a box of CDs in the garage, which I have over here. So I'm just going to walk around here.
Yes.
And as usual, you get to choose top, middle or bottom. Let me just take the
middle. I'm going to go middle.
Okay.
Because Leeds are currently mid-table in the big league,
nice,
in the Premier League,
nice.
Yeah, and I mean, people say that we're safe. I'm not sure that we are safe from relegation just yet. I think we need another point. But we are currently on 39 points, so I'll have number 39 from the middle.
Okay, place. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
So lots of counting going on once again. Garbanzo are very good at the counting. Not just in single numbers, also in tens there, you could see him going 10, 20. It's a skill.
Probably
better than his recognition of birds, to be fair. Great, what have you found?
I found an album. It's got 14 songs on it.
Has it?
14.
Right. Well, I reckon Leeds need 1 point to be safe, so let's have number one.
Okay, so the album you've chosen is Black Sunday by Cypress Hill. And in typical style for them, their first song is called I Want to Get High.
such a mess. That's you got the bad wetness. Catch a hoe and another hoe. Merry Christmas. Yes, I smoke shit straight off the roach clip. I wrote shit for the blunt at once to approach it. Forward motion, make us sway like the ocean. The herb is more than just a powerful potion. What's the commotion? Yo, I'm not joking around. People learning about what they smoke in my oven's on high when I roast the quail. Tell Bill Clinton to go and inhale. Exhale, now you feel the funk of the time when I feel the effects. I want to get high.
the sound of Glasgow there with the Pastels, with the song Truck, Train, Tractor. And that's come from a compilation album that I have of theirs called Truckload of Trouble. And I was playing that the other week because I watched a documentary about the, I suppose, the Scottish underground scene, or Glasgow underground scene, I suppose, from the mid-90s, and they're called Teenage Superstar. And it's about, mentions quite a lot of the Pastels, but it's mostly about Teenage Fan Club, BMX Bandits and the Vaselines.
Yeah.
And it made me go back. It was really good, really interesting, and I enjoyed it very much. And it made me go and have a look at my record collection to see how many of those bands I have records by. And I've only got one LP by the Pastels, which is, this, as I say, this compilation LP. BMX Bandits, yeah. I've got one single,
right.
Which perhaps isn't surprisingly that's that Serious Drugs single that came out in the
right.
late 90s. Teenage Fan Club, I've got three albums by them, but they're all really old ones. So it's Bandwagon-esque. I bought that when it came out.
Yeah.
And then the one with the football on, I bought on tape.
Yeah.
Can't remember what that's called.
13.
And then there's... Pardon?
13,
okay. Yeah. And then there's another one as well. And the Vaselines have got an album and a single. And I would say, so I've got more by Teenage Fan Club than anyone, and they're the ones I like the least. Because I listened to Bandwagon-esque again, thinking, oh, I probably like that. And I thought, it's all right, but if I want to listen to Big Star, I'll listen to Big Star.
Right.
And so the Pastels, really interesting, and the Vaselines, those are the two that I like the most. I've been listening to these all again.
I've never heard that.
Teenage Fan Club fan,
yeah. I've got nearly everything by Teenage Fan Club, I think, and loads of singles as well. The albums you mentioned, Bandwagon-esque isn't really my favourite. I really like Grand Prix and Songs from Northern Britain, and the one with the song Leaves on it. I can't remember what it's called, but it came out about 2005-ish. Okay. That's really good. But they've never made a bad album. Although the first one is I don't particularly love, but it's from the third album onwards they all stood the test of time, and I've got one CD single by the Pastels, which is by Pastels and Jad Fair, and I've got an album by the BMX Bandits which I bought on CD. It's a reissue and it's got a blue cover. Can't say I've listened to it that much, but. What I've talked before on the podcast about the Indie Top 20 tape that I got in about 1987 or 1988, which was the first time I ever heard The Wedding Present, first time I ever heard Joy Division, first time I ever heard Half Man Half Biscuit and lots of other stuff. Really did change my life, that tape. But there was a song on there called The Day Before Tomorrow by the BMX Bandits, which I was a big fan of. And the Vaselines, I think I only know Molly's Lips, but it wasn't that guy... It later, Eugenius and Captain America and Eugene Kelly. Is that the same guy?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Oh, right, so I've got Eugenius's stuff and I've got a few singles by them, some when they were still called Captain America, and I've got the Eugenius album and I've got another Eugene Kelly album that is really, really good. But, yeah, out of those, Teenage Fan Club, definitely the one I know the most of.
Have you seen the documentary?
No, I haven't, but I know it was on Sky Arts, and there's been a load of really good documentaries on Sky Arts recently. I watched the Jam one about the Young Idea, which was fantastic and really well made. I've got recorded, haven't yet watched, the one about polystyrene. And I also watched one, even though I don't particularly like them, I watched one about Travis, which... is a kind of interesting story because the journalist Wyndham Wallace, who I do like, and I'm a big fan of his book that he wrote about Lee Hazlewood, he was invited on tour with them specifically because he was a journalist who was kind of on record as saying he didn't really like Travis. So they invited him to go on tour and make the documentary about them. And it's very interesting, whether you like the band or not, because it's just an interesting story of fandom and... You know, a band that are still going and still out there and still popular, even without much critical acclaim. So it seems like every Saturday night there's a good documentary on Sky Arts.
Well, the Nightingales one was on the...
Oh, yeah, I missed that one, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. King
Rocker. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah,
really good.
Just a note on the Cypress Hill one. That song, I Want to Get High. I've absolutely no idea what that song is about. Similarly,
really,
you know, Legalize It and Hits from the Bong and A to the Motherfucking K, Homeboy, and all those songs. No idea what it's about. But just out of coincidence, I noticed on the inner sleeve.
I think it's about climbing up a ladder.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. On the inner sleeve, they've got a load of facts about cannabis and hemp.
Really? Just by the by?
Yeah, I don't know if that's anything to do with anything. Maybe it's something they were interested in some way. I'm not sure. Yeah. It's hard to tell. But my favourite of those is number 6 on the list, which is that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson grew hemp. Washington, our first president, declared, "Make the most of the hemp seed. Sow it everywhere." Yeah, they don't put that on the dollar bill, do they? Yeah. Anyway, we're coming to the end.
You're going to play us another song?
I was just saying, we're coming to the end of the part one of the podcast, and I'm going to play you a song from this album here, which is by Shorthead Domestic, and they're called Shorthead Domestic. And what they've done here is an interesting thing, is that they have recorded 9 songs. Shorthead Domestic is Tim Freeze Green, who was a producer and sort of part-time member, but never officially a band member of Talk Talk, but he plays on all their records. And his partner, who is used to be in a early 90s band called City Boo Psy, if you remember them. I remember the name, I can't say I remember, their records. Anyway, it's very good. And what they've done, for some reason, they've recorded 9 songs in 9 different languages, even though they don't speak any of these languages. And stick around after the song, because I've got somebody who does speak this language to give us a bit of an insight into what the song is about. So the song is called A Song in Spanish Addressed to Men Who Drive Big Cars. Cars, a song in Spanish addressed to men who drive big cars, from the album Shorthead Domestic by Shorthead Domestic, which is Tim Freeze Green and Lee Freeze Green playing all the instruments, as far as I can tell. So you can get that from heligoland.co.uk, as you can from lots of other... generally speaking, Tim releases music under the name Heligoland, and I'm a particular fan of an album he did about 15 years ago called Pitcher Flask and Foxy Moxie, which I was made aware of because a friend of my wife's, David, was his manager at the time. I don't know if he still is, but anyway, it's a really good album, that one. And this one is also very good. As you heard there, you've got lots of sort of talking headsy, funky guitars. And it's just pretty much, you know, very interesting pop music in with language, with lyrics that you can't understand. Do you speak any Spanish, Kicker?
Kino.
Ah.
Kino.
What does that mean?
A little bit.
Ah, okay. Well, what did you pick up from the lyrics there?
Well, I mean, I thought it was talking about small cocks.
Ah, okay. You're not rowing. You're not rowing. is that just a guess because you know it's a thing about men who drive big cars?
It might well be, yes. Yeah.
Well, fortunately, I have my my. What's it? You know, francophone is somebody who speaks Spanish. Is somebody who can speak French? What's a Spanish person called? Is it a spangophone or something? Well, any idea?
Spangophone.
Is there a word
Let's
for
go
that?
With that. Yeah. Anyway, if there isn't, it should be spangophone.
My good friend and a renowned spangophone, the Lancashire Toreador. I sent him that song and asked for his help, and he replied thus. He said, I can't get all of it. He's pointed out that I have listened all the way through. It's very hard to understand. I suspect the singer is not a native speaker and perhaps speaks only a little Spanish. Well, it does say in the notes on the Heligoland website that she deliberately sings in a sort of in her normal, unaffected accent and doesn't particularly try to sing in an accent, and that they don't know how to speak any of these languages. They had to get other people to translate the lyrics for them. But anyway, this is what the Lancashire Toreador was able to transcribe for us. You sold your soul to be more of a man on your leather throne in your car, your massive car, your penis substitute. So you were possibly along the right track. So, and lastly, the Lancashire Toreador adds that I feel it speaks well of me that the only word I had to look up was penis. And on that note, we will leave you for side one of our podcast, and we'll see you shortly on the other side for side B.